Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now with us. And Tom, it always stinks to have your season come to a close, but boy, you guys worked hard tonight.
Well, it was a heck of a hockey game. And Schultz, like I just told the guys, we all write a script. We all write a script before the weekend. And the script is never, it never ends in a loss, the script. And you realize, obviously, again, you're on the road, it doesn't matter. You realize you can lose, but again, you never write that script and you never think that you're going to lose. You never do. So that's what's tough right now, Schultze. And the guys, they brought it. They brought it tonight, and it was a great game. And again, it just they obviously they got that little break there, obviously, on that when the penalty expired, and that was just good timing on their part. So hats off to Bowling Green right there. They're a good hockey team, and they're a hard team to play against, and they defend well. They play well with a lead, and. It was, we gave it everything. It was just, it was just a game of inches.
You needed some adjustments on the penalty kill. You needed some adjustments on neutral zone face-off coverage and stuff. Do you like what you saw out of those adjustments?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think so. I mean, we were pretty good up ice. We only had one power play and they scored. So, I mean, I don't know how happy I am, but... the puck went in. The guy said it didn't go in the net. I don't know. Did it go in the net, Schultze?
It did end up going in,
okay,
yes.
Okay. All right.
You don't need to comment on this. I've been commenting plenty of what I saw on the replay. What did the refs tell you on those two as to why they overturned the one and let the one go?
They said on the one goal, on the one that we scored, that I think one of their players knocked Marcus in the crease, and then Marcus extended his hands or something, and I think he touched the goaltender in some capacity. I don't know, and that's what they said. So that was the one. And then on their goal, they just said Bitz was on his back, and McLean was in the crease, but there wasn't any obstruction. So that's what they told me. I don't know,
Again, we have green-colored glasses on. I guess I can accept those two explanations that they gave you, but obviously they're a physical team. I like how your guys didn't back down in a three-game beating on both ends of the ice. That takes a lot out of a team, and for you guys to keep coming back from, and you guys are more of a speed team. You don't necessarily like being that physical. I thought that said a lot about your character, too, that you can play a lot of different styles if you need to.
Well, we had to be physical against these guys just because, again, sometimes you have to fight fire with fire, and that's just the way they play. And if you don't, they might run you out of the rink. So, that's just the way it is. And I thought I was proud of our guys. I thought our battle level was extremely high. It was extremely high. And we made a lot of plays. I thought we had good speed. It's just tough, Schultze talking right now. So, but the guys, the guys didn't shortchange themselves. They didn't shortchange the program. And it was a great weekend of hockey. Even last night, it might have been a 7-2 game, but we played really well 5-on-5. We were pretty dominant 5-on-5.
Yep.
So, I can't ask any more out of these guys. You know what they. They put their heart and soul into it, as you said earlier, Schultze.
Four seniors play their last game. Corey Ward. With the game tonight, breaks the BSU record. His 151st game all in a row. He's never missed a game.
No, these guys, these guys are going to be missed. They put a great stamp on this program. These guys, these are big losses for us. And, we're losing some strong, heavy, weighty guys. I mean, just take a look. The goal tonight was Marcus. I mean, it was a heck of a shot right there, and he came through. He's just Marcus is just a clutch performer. I thought Johnny was just I thought he was our best player. Him and Wardo are both our best players on Friday night. So again, they respond to those guys, and they're just they're going to be missed because they're big and strong, and they're weighty, and they play heavy, and And mostly in games like this, you need those guys. They're warriors.
See you on the bus, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on the Paul Bunny Communications postgame show tonight.